Political scientist and economist Detlef Sprinz is a senior scientist at the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research. Sprinz will give the keynote address at the Juneau World Affairs Council's conference titled The Politics of Global Climate Change. His Friday evening talk poses the question, is long-term climate policy politically feasible?
Yes, but it's difficult. In the most clear sense, it needs parliamentary and here legislative majorities, but also it needs credibility with the mass public, but it also needs entrepreneurship, finding more interesting and cheaper technologies to move us closer to a low greenhouse gas or low carbon future.
Ultimately, Sprinz says any successful policy begins with a period of uncertainty.
We have to move away from essentially short-term profits to long-term profits. And we also have, like for any new problems, be very experimental. But frankly, we do this all the time.
Sprinz points to an example right here in Alaska of a long-term policy decision that started with uncertainty, but which has been quite successful, the Alaska Permanent Fund.
They are definitely in for multiple generations. And with climate change, we have the similar challenge because we have to think at least to the end of the century, maybe beyond.
Much of the uncertainty about current climate change policy has to do with doubts about the science behind it.
No climatologist disagrees that there are two causes for the climate change. One is natural change, and the other is man-made change.
Sun-Ichi Akasofu is founding director of the International Arctic Research Center and professor of physics at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He's part of a panel that will review the current state of climate change science, as well as the contrarian view. Akasofu says he may be a contrarian, but don't call him a skeptic.
I don't like the term skeptics, okay, or deniers. According to my study, 5/6 of the present warming is due to natural changes. Only 1/6 is due to man-made. And if you want to correct that, you're wasting your time, money, because natural changes, you cannot stop it.
As director of the Arctic Research Center, Akasofu oversaw a study that showed natural changes in ocean currents are causing some of the warming in the Arctic Ocean.
Warm water from North Atlantic is very, very crucial in understanding the changes of the ice conditions.
He says other evidence suggests the current warming trend is part of a recovery period from a 400-year little ice age that ended in the 19th century.
As you know, the Juneau area, you have glaciers, and I studied a whole bunch of glaciers, and it started to recede around 1800, still continuing. And the 1800, there was very little CO2, but the receding began even before 1800.
Biologist Brendan Kelly will appear with Akasofu, but bring a different point of view. Currently deputy director of the Arctic Research Division at the National Science Foundation, Kelly has studied sea ice ecosystems in the Arctic for 35 years. He's convinced man-made greenhouse gas emissions are responsible for the rapidly accelerating rate of climate change in the last two decades.
The evidence is pretty compelling. Greenhouse gases are there. We know the physics of it. We know how it works to re-radiate heat back into the atmosphere that otherwise would have escaped. Yeah, it's not rocket science. I mean, it's science, but it's not that hard to verify.
Lately, Kelly's work has focused on how melting sea ice is affecting species like polar bears and ring seals.
Ring seals actually give birth under the snow on top of the sea ice, and we've seen very dramatic changes in the frequency of early melts in that snow cover, for example, which can be a very negative effect on the seals.
He also notes that a significant chunk of the world's human population lives at or near sea level.
All you have to do in Alaska is look at communities like Shishmaref that are being severely threatened by increased coastal erosion. This is not only a function of sea level rise, but also a function of sea ice loss and increased storminess on the coast.
Kelly says scientists can argue over the cause of climate change, but that won't stop it from happening, and it doesn't mean that mankind shouldn't try to mitigate the effects of it.
We don't really have the luxury of spending a lot of time debating whose fault it is or isn't, we need to get sober about the fact that this is, as I say, is a rate of change that is very hard for ecosystems and biological systems to respond to, and ultimately, I think, can be very hard for society to respond to.
The Juneau World Affairs Council's Climate Change Conference starts tonight at the University of Alaska Southeast. Tonight's panel and Friday's keynote speech will be held at the Egan Library. All other events will be held in the Egan Lecture Hall. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.